We're dealing with the head and the heart. And as we're told, aren't we, as a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. You are the sum total of your thoughts. So if you are thinking fear and unbelief, you are that. If you are thinking hate, resentment, unforgiveness, you are that. And therefore, in God's love and mercy, if your knees are bowed in humility before him, that sword will not let you stay for long in that state. Because the word of God has got to change, has got to deliver, has got to get your mind thinking differently. This is why we have the mind of Christ, as the word of God tells us. And we're to cast down those wrong thoughts, those things that war against God and against his word and what we've been taught. So, in all, God has got this utterly and completely under control. And that's why we're changed by the word of God. Changed by the word. It's good to just get from scripture to see how God is working with us, how he does this. And you know, when I just study these things, I just marvel at how great our God is and how he gets hold of our lives, how he works and he changes us into his likeness and image. It's an absolute miracle. And this is why we are so blessed with God's word. And this word that we hold in our hands, the 66 book, is the greatest precious thing that is in our possession. You can have nothing greater than to have the word of God as your possession, to be able to read and meditate upon, and to be able to be taught from it, because we've been shown tonight what this word does. Is living, it's powerful, it is God, it is his word, it's eternal, it lives, it will never die. That is why it's such a precious revelation, and we have seen through the centuries how God preserves this revelation, how the enemy has tried to destroy the word of God. But God has always been one step ahead to preserve and keep his revelation to man. This is how God chose to reveal himself and speak to us. As I said at the beginning, when he created Adam and Eve, he spoke to them. He conversed with them. They were hearing the word of God audibly spoken to them. Because of the fall, man fell into sin. We have the word of God, but we now read it and we hear it under the anointing, under the unction of the Spirit. That is the difference. Well, brothers and sisters, thank you again for this evening. It's been a blessing to be able to share God's word with you all.